late. My mom will be back soon. I have to leave her a note. I'll tell her I'm at the library, Dana said. We went back to school. Paul was sitting on the steps. Has Clyrig left? I asked. Yes, we can go in, Paul answered. We went up to the science lab. When we arrived, we noticed that the door was open. Someone was whistling inside. Oh no, it's the janitor, Paul whispered. Let's hide in the bathroom, Dana suggested. It's already been cleaned, so he won't come in. We quickly entered the girls' bathroom and hid. After some time, the janitor walked away. We heard him go down the stairs. Okay now, Paul said. We entered the lab and looked around. We opened the chemical cabinet with Matt's passepartout and examined every container. There weren't any sprays or strange bottles, so we tried the refrigerator. What's this? I said. Inside the refrigerator, there was a spray without a label. It was very difficult to open, and it had a bizarre phosphorescence.
Wow, it's probably Clyrig's hypnotizing spray, but how can we be sure? Paul asked. We have to be sure that it's the right one. An error could be fatal. I have an idea. I can try the spray on my dog, Fred.